A two-day climate change conference sponsored by the Alaska Marine Conservation Council is taking place in Homer. Attendees from coastal communities across the state are hoping to finalize a compact that would outline their concerns about global warming, ocean acidification, and other issues, and then request state and federal action to fix the problems. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
The conference includes participants from Dillingham, Kodiak, Gustavus, Petersburg, and Sitka, as well as Homer. Most of the first day was set aside for presentations by experts from the government, science, and environmental fields. Deborah Williams, Executive Director of Alaska Conservation Solutions, started her presentation by talking about how to handle climate change skeptics. She says she usually gives them the sleeping bag analogy.
Just like we all know that we are much warmer in a thick, well-insulated down sleeping bag than we are in a very thin, poorly insulated down sleeping bag. Scientists tell us that we are much warmer on the Earth when our atmosphere is super insulated with greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide than when it is not.
Williams says the scientific evidence that global warming is occurring is irrefutable. So are its effects on coastal communities in Alaska.
Whether it's from sea level rise, whether it's from massive, unprecedented erosion, whether it's because their economies depend on fishing, which are so vulnerable to the impacts of global warming, both temperature increases as well as ocean acidification. People on the coast of Alaska are some of the most important spokespeople.
And she says that's why the compact that conference attendees will hopefully draft here is so vitally important.
All of the evidence points to the fact that Alaska is vulnerable, that if we don't address global warming, it will be prohibitively expensive.
Suzanne Fleek, State Director for Senator Mark Begich, also gave a presentation. She focused on the federal government's ability and willingness to tackle climate change issues. Fleek says members of President Barack Obama's science team plan to make issues like global warming and ocean acidification a top priority.
People that have a deep background in both the science as well as the policy and the diplomacy on climate change, so they're ready to go, as well as, you know, an incoming Congress that still has, I think, a very strong appetite to act on this, as well as the fact I was here to highlight that the Economic Recovery Bill has a number of pots of money that Alaskans can access to take steps right now to address climate change.
Fleek also says her boss, Senator Begich, is hoping to use his position on various committees to deal with the concerns of those at the conference.
He does believe that we need to get moving on global warming legislation. So these coastal communities have a very strong voice. They're seeing the impacts. They also are taking steps right now to cut global warming emissions and to save energy and to save money for their communities.
Participants hope to have the language of their compact finalized and ready to bring back to their respective communities by the time they wrap up. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.